This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump and delivered them to the U.S. Senate so a trial can begin next week. Speaking, that is, before signing the articles, Pelosi said the president had violated his oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution.
The president takes a special oath, a little different from the congressional oath. In fact, he takes an oath that was taken by President George Washington, the patriarch of our country.
The Senate will officially accept the charges on Thursday afternoon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the process is difficult but is good for the country.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation. We can do this. And we must.
The trial on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, and the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed a modest trade agreement that will defuse a conflict that has slowed global growth. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The so-called Phase 1 of the pact will ease some sanctions on China and require the Chinese to increase their purchases of U.S. farm products. The deal will leave in place tariffs on about $360 billion worth of Chinese imports. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says American consumers should not be affected.
We've managed these tariffs so that mostly all of the consumer goods are not impacted.
The more challenging issues that address sources of trade and economic tensions between the U.S. and China are expected to be discussed in future negotiations. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This is VOA News.